Welcome to Rambam on the Line. We now go to Perek Revi, the fourth chapter of Hilchos Tshuva. It's on page Nun Vav in most standard Rambams. Halacha Aleph. Arba Ve'Esrim Dvar Maximum Es HaTshuva. The 24 things that stand in the way of doing Tshuva, that make Tshuva difficult. Arba Mehem, the first four, Avon Gadol, there are great sins. Ve'Os Echad Mehem, if you do one of them, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matzlik Yodol Atzah Tshuva, the Holy One, blessed is He, does not give him the opportunity to do tshuva. If he goes to cheto because of his great sin. Now, if he does tshuva, he can still be forgiven, but the problem is he won't be given an opportunity. It will be difficult for him to do so. Ve'ilhein, these are the first four. Aleph, hamafyis harabim, somebody who causes the many to sin. V'chlal avon zeh, included in this, hamagav harabim la'asav mitzvah, someone who stops the many people from doing a mitzvah. If someone pushes aside his friend from a good path to a bad path, like a person who convinces a city to worship idols or an individual to worship idols. If someone sees his son going into a bad path, going to a bad way, and he doesn't stop him, since his son is under his control, if he were to stop him, he would refrain from doing bad. Nitzik Vastil, therefore, it's considered that you're making him sin. Lack of discipline and taking care of your children is considered like you're making them sin. B'chlal Ovan Zeh, included in this sin, called Shev Shev Yodah Limchus Bacherim, whoever has the opportunity to stop others from sinning, Ben Yochad Ben Rabim, whether individual or public, Velo Micha, and he did not stop them. He allows them to continue with their sin. And Dalet v'omer echtav yashuv. Someone says, I will sin and I will repent afterward. V'chval zeh omer echtav yom ha'kippur v'chapa. And this includes someone who says, I will sin and Yom Kippur will atone for my sin. So it's very difficult in these four cases to do tshuva. Halacha beis. Man chamish advarim hano'alam dache tshuva v'fnei osem. The next five close the ways of tshuva before those that do it. In other words, it's also difficult to do tshuva for these five. V'elhein. They are the following. Aleph, number one, a Polish minatziva, someone who separates himself from the congregation. When they do tshuva, he's not with them, since he's so aloof. Neither does he merit in the good things that they do. Someone who argues on the sages, because his argument causes him to separate himself from the sages. Therefore he doesn't know the ways of tshuva. He has no inspiration for the wise men since he separated himself from them. Gimel v'malagal mitzvah, someone who laughs and scoffs at the mitzvahs. Shekivin shenizbaz v'beinav, since they are despicable in his eyes, in a road of v'chreim, he doesn't pursue them, v'lo often he doesn't do them. V'lo yas v'vayiske, if he doesn't do them, what will he merit and what good things will he have that will eventually help him do tshuva? Dalet, the fourth one, v'mavaz v'rabosav, someone who's disrespectful to his teachers. This causes him to be pushed away from the company of his teacher, like Gehazi, the disciple of Elisha. But once he's pushed away, he won't find a teacher who will guide him in the true path. Hey, someone who dislikes being admonished. He doesn't allow any way of tshuva because he's not open to criticism. Admonishment causes you to do tshuva. Also, if you tell a person about his sins, then you embarrass him. Then he repents. Like it says in the Torah, remember, don't forget, you were rebellious. God didn't give you a heart. A foolish, not wise people. Similarly, the prophet Yeshayahu admonished Israel. He said, whoa, a sinful nation. An ox knows its master, but you don't. Midaiti ki kochata, I know that you are hard. And thus God commanded him to admonish the sinners. Now as it says, Korab agorona tachso, Korab with your throat, do not stop. Similarly, all of the prophets admonished Israel until they repented. Therefore, you have to set up in each Jewish congregation a very wise man, the Zaken and a sage, Vyore Shemayim, God-fearing, Menorah from his youth, the Avraham, who is beloved by them, Shemochiach Lavan, that he should, his position should be one who admonishes the public, Machzim B'tshuva, returns them to repentance. Whereas one who despises admonishment, and a Bala Machiach, he doesn't come to anyone to hear words of admonishment. Rosh Medvar, he doesn't hear his words. Therefore he's going to always remain in his sins, because in his own eyes he thinks they're good. Halacha Gemel. There's the next five. It's impossible to do a complete tshuva for the next five things. There are sins between man and his fellow man. And in this case, he doesn't know who his friend is that he sinned against, so that he should return what he stole or ask him to forgive him. These are the next five. Aleph, him kalos sarav, someone who curses the public. Lokila ladam yadu, he didn't curse a particular person. Yishishol mimene kapar, so he can ask him for atonement. Beis acholigin ganav, someone who splits with a thief. Shlafishen yedeya gneva zushal mihi, he doesn't know from who the thief stole this. El aganav ganav larabim umevilo, the thief steals from a lot of people and brings his fams, brings this man all of the things he stole. Vulukeach, and he buys it from him. Or takes it from him. Well, another part of the finish, umasik yad aganav maktio, he's strengthening the hand of the ganav and causing him to sin. Gimel, v'motia, v'edavina machasala, shechzir la'baleha. A person who finds a lost object and doesn't announce it until he returns it to its owner. La'azazman, afterwards, kishiyasa tshuva, when he does do tshuva, and he deli miyasa, he doesn't know who to return it to. Dalad v'ochel sha'aniyim v'isam v'almana, someone who eats the property, literally the ox, of the poor, the orphans, and the widows. Edavina adam amlo lomheim, these are people who are unfortunate. Then you do them for some, and they're not well known. The Golem Yalir, they travel from city to city. They learn market, they don't have any friends. The Shiedis Shoshal Mihu, so he should know whose ox is this that he stole, or whose property is this that he stole. Yachnuenelo, so that he can return it to him. Hey, I'm a couple shock about this din. Someone accepts a bribe to pervert judgment, and he did Echnegia Tayezu. He doesn't know how far this perversion reached. The Kamehigi Kocha, and how much was its strength? So that he can return it. In other words, he might find a certain party innocent or guilty. He doesn't know to what extent that verdict was influenced by the bribe that he received. Shadavar Yeshu Raglayim. There are indications. Literally, that means the matter has feet. That means he justifies himself and he thinks maybe he didn't do wrong. Maybe he judged correctly. Also, he's causing the person who is giving the bribe to strengthen his hand and cause him to sin. The Ravid comments on the Rambam and says, the Rambam seems to be saying an ox, but he should say a shod with the dalas, the robbery. What does this mean according to the Ravid? Kol meshudochi goes to bechovo. He presses the poor person with a debt that he owes him. So they confiscate his property and give him a price less than what it's worth. Or they take their movable object. And he says, I'm taking what is really mine. Whereas he's really shortchanging the poor person. The Asamech points out that in fact there is a pasuk in Eov that uses the word shar aniyim, as well as another pasuk that uses the word shod aniyim. So both are really authentic. Halacha dalet. Man chamishet varm also sanen chazkot alosh mehem. There are five things that if you do them, usually you don't repent. Vishen dvarm kalam ben yerov ha'adam. They're things that are light in the eyes of most people. Nim zechote v'hu yid meshen zechet. And he's going to sin, but think that it's not a sin. Berain, this is what they are. Olive. Someone who eats from a meal and is not enough for the homeowner himself to eat. She says, this is like the dust of stealing. He thinks he's not doing a sin. The yomer, he will say, did I eat anything without his permission? Someone who uses the security given by the poor person. Usually a poor person and give something like an axe or a plowshare, the Yom Belibo, and the person who has the security says to himself, I didn't stare, they're not going to lose anything. So I didn't steal from him. Gimel HaMastakha Baraya, someone who looks at forbidden relationships, he looks at women in a way that he shouldn't. Myral Daita Shembekaklum, he thinks that there's nothing wrong with this. Shuomer, he says, did they have sexual relations? Did they come close to her? For any day, he doesn't know, Sharif Sinai Mavan Gadol, that looking with your eyes is a big sin. It causes the actual violation. It says, do not turn after your hearts and after your eyes. Someone who derives honor at the expense of his friend. A believer who says to himself, it's not a sin. His friend isn't standing there. And he didn't boshes, he didn't receive any embarrassment. Lo baisho, he didn't embarrass him. And arach ma'aseh v'tovim v'chachmaso l'mo ma'aseh chaver. All he did was compare his good actions to his friend's actions, lo chachmaso, or to his wisdom. So people should see that he's more honorable and his friend is less worthy of respect. So it doesn't seem to be such a big sin, but in fact it is. Hey, b'choshet k'sherim, someone who suspects innocent people. An unbeliever who says to himself, she'eino chet, it's not a sin. He says, what did I do to him? There's only suspicion. Maybe he did, maybe he didn't. I didn't say he did it, I just suspect him. When he doesn't know, this is a sin. She makes him out of kosher, but died to kavalaber. He considers a kosher person as if he's a sinful person. The next five things are things that attract you very much. They're habit forming. It's hard to separate yourself from them. A person should be very careful with these things. Maybe he'll get connected with them. They're very bad character traits. This is what they are. Rechilus, gossip, lashon hara, speaking ill of others, or balchema, being an angry person, v'machshavara, thinking bad thoughts, v'machshavara rasha, and joining up to a wicked person. He learns from him, he's influenced by him, and they have an effect on his heart. This is what Shlomo says, v'roach silam yuro eya, someone who passes himself with fools becomes wicked. We already explained in the Hilchos Deos, Dvarim Shetzar Kol Adam Linig Behem Tamid, things that every person should always act, or ways in which every person should always act. Kavachomel about Tshuva, especially about Tshuva, has to be careful in these things. Halakha Vav Kol Adam Dvarim Kiyotze Behem, all of these things, or other things like them, Afri Shemakim Mitha Tshuva, even though they make Tshuva difficult, in Mona Nosa, they don't stop Tshuva. And in Mas Adam Tshuva, Mehen, if a person did do Tshuva from any of these things, raised about tshuva, he is accepted as about tshuva, and he has a share in the world to come.